In July 1918, the landmark Hawaii Betsuan Temple building was dedicated in Honolulu. For 100 years, it has served as the headquarters of the entire Hawaii mission, as well as a place of refuge for generations of the Honolulu Sangha. As we move into the second century of our Betsuan Temple building, Bishop Waimio Imamura's landmark expression of his dream of a universal Indian, Japanese, American Buddhism guides the entire Hawaii mission forward. In 1918, Reverend Imamura wrote two revealing essays. One, History of the Honganji Mission in Hawaii, written January 28, 1918. And two, Democracy According to the Buddhist Viewpoint, written May 1, 1918. Reprints are available through the Hawaii Betsuan office. Please direct your request to me, Dexter Marr. In the first, he reminisces about his first 20 years in Hawaii and the development of the Honpo Honganji mission in Hawaii. He describes his first priority as the teaching of English to the Japanese. Second was to provide spiritual support for the, quote, forlorn minds, close quote, of the plantation workers through the establishment of stable communities and families. Third, as families grew, proper education for children evolved into the educational home model. This model was adopted by all Japanese, Honganji Japanese schools of that time, with the goal of, quote, Americanizing the Japanese laborers, unquote, by serving as a bridge to connect first-generation Japanese parents with their AJA, Americans of Japanese ancestry, children. He writes, quote, I take here the liberty of announcing in no ambiguous terms that our mission as a whole advocates Americanizing the people of this territory in every possible way, close quote. By 1918, there were 31 educational homes, elementary and intermediate, throughout the islands, and two advanced high school educational homes, with over 5,000 students in all. Educational homes were, and I quote, a place where the Honganji teachers will act as well-educated parents do towards their children. They will take the little ones to their English public schools, ensure attendance and observance of school regulations. Whenever the public school needs the cooperation of the parents, these teachers will always be ready to assist in every way in their power. The teachers will act as mediators between the public schools and the homes. At that time, unfamiliarity with American life on the part of Japanese parents on the one hand and their isolation in the camp on the other have made the cooperation of the public school teachers and families almost hopeless. The Honganji Educational Home supplements the work of the Department of Public Instruction in the training of Japanese children. Little did Bishop Imamura know his influence to Americanize the Nisei generation would have a huge impact 10 years after his death, as thousands of AJAs would express their patriotism to America by enlisting in the United States military. Reverend Imamura's vision of educating Honganji families must continue as a foundation of the Hawaii mission today. In the second essay, Bishop Imamura ponders the issues of World War I, which then included the Allies, the United States, Japan, Britain, France, Italy, and Russia, versus the Central Powers, Germany, Bulgaria, Austria, Hungary, Turkey, and Poland. This really illustrates how inhuman endeavors, conditions change constantly. He writes, quote, the ultimate motive of the war is the contention of democracy and liberalism against militarism and autocracy. What does not change in the human condition are the common good versus the selfish individual. What does not change is the human condition of the common good versus the selfish individual. He was especially concerned by the relationship of American democracy and Japanese imperialism, and addressed it head-on by writing, quote, "If Japan favors autocracy, there is a reason for it, social, historical, or otherwise. If America claims to be democratic, it is perhaps inevitable. There is no necessity to quarrel over these things. Let us open our eyes to a far greater aspect of life. Let us never lose sight of this unifying principle, which is known in Buddhism as Dharma, or the law. Let us, believing in the love and mercy of Amida, build our kingdom upon this basis and ignore all non-essentials that may obstruct our expansive view of unity and permanent peace." End quote. Bishop Imamura invoked the lesson of the two-headed bird Pure Land story, in which, though holding differing opinions, the bird has no option but to work together or die together. Bishop Imamura also has a message for us today to deal with the current divisive situation in the United States and the world. He writes, quote, "Do we not see, even among those priding themselves to be emphatic supporters of democracy, many men of high ideals who are in fact strongly supporting imperialistic militarism with all its heinous practices? Falsified democracy is a most dangerous practice." End quote. He cautions us to understand the true nature of democracy and not allow it to be manipulated for selfish purposes. Maintaining a strong and supportive community is our duty to our children and future generations. From his essays, Bishop Imamura clearly set his priorities in education of families and building a strong community for our children. The legacy of Bishop Imamura's 33 years of service has endured, like his beautiful building, by providing refuge in the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. Reverend Imamura's guidance and the work of generations of fellow travelers has made it possible for us to have temples of perfect peace to share. Can we depend on the inspiration of Bishop Imamura for another 100 years? That is our challenge now. What is our legacy? Whether our children can take refuge here in another 100 or even 20 years is up to us. I've often heard that the children are the future of Honganji, seemingly with the expectation that by osmosis they will grow up to be devoted Shin Buddhist. Well, how's that been working for the past 50 years? Might we rethink our way as we are the future of our children in Honganji and take more responsibility for their spiritual fitness? Can we go back to the future by embracing Bishop Imamura's legacy of education of families and building a strong community for our children? Let us make sure that we welcome and nurture families by making our temples appealing to families. Let us work within our communities to nurture and develop a stable and supportive Hawaii Nei. Mahalo and Namo Amida Butsu.